Welcome back. We are your hosts. I'm Joe Barnett.
And I'm his identical twin brother, Josh Barnett. And this is
In It to Twin It. Oh man, we are back, Josh.
We are back. I missed you.
It's been a while.
It's been 3 weeks. We missed 2 weeks.
We did. So
stupid life got in the way.
So 2 weeks ago, I had a work thing come up and I couldn't make it out here.
Adulting sucks.
Last week though, I was in Florida.
Yeah, you were in Florida.
I was.
So for some baseball stuff, I guess.
Yeah, I went down there for baseball. Just my daughter and I had a good time, So let me go ahead and tell you. So we were at Vero Beach. For those of you listening,
Vero Beach
is on the East Coast, over on the Atlantic side.
Never heard of it.
Honeys everywhere.
Really? Like smoking hot chicks, like thongs and stuff?
No. So it's my age, ladies.
In her 40s?
Yeah.
Or
times two.
Okay,
dude.
does Martha Stewart live there?
dude. It is like no joke. It's like old person mecca.
Ew.
And heaven for Joe.
Ew. I hope you did see thongs then. Actually,
dude. Dude, this is a funny story. We were outside waiting on a restaurant. Me and some friends of mine, David Russell. Shout out to the restaurant. Oh, and my girl Tina. She's so sweet. And Katie and John, they were all there. Anyhow,
so you weren't hitting on them because they're not Asian.
No. And so this lady, this is no joke. This lady walks out, and it was breezy. She got a button-down shirt on, and it opened the whole thing, bro.
Okay.
And her, I saw her belly button and her boobs at the same time.
in the same vicinity.
That's my kind of gal right there.
Okay.
Buddy.
Her wig flew off, her false teeth were clamping. Like,
buddy, Vero Beach is the spot for Joe. These old ladies. Meow.
So you were having dinner at 4:15?
Yes. Yeah. Restaurants close at 5:30. Applesauce is big on their menu.
It's big. Yeah.
Prune juice. Applesauce. But dude, like it's old lady mecca. And
so you were saying, like, you know, because our parents want to do like they want to be snowbirds or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like, they should look down there in Vero Beach. And mom's like, Joe, you'd never be allowed to visit. Divorced.
That's why I want mom to go there. I'm like, mom, go there, make good friends.
Neighbors. Yeah.
Get these 70-year-old ladies over. Let's go.
I'll come to your bridge tournament. Whatever that is.
Type of girls.
Good God.
Yeah. So that was my week last week in Vero Beach.
I just worked. This week you had my son for a few days.
I did. I kept Caleb at the house. I've been meaning to say this too, since you haven't been on for a couple weeks. I gotta give my boy Kyle LaBar a shout out.
Yeah, I feel like we shout him out a lot, but he's a diehard listener. He's a big fan.
His kids are too. His kids, Macy and Beckett, were telling me shout out to Macy and Beckett.
Don't know if that's great or not.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that either. But anyhow, I wanna congratulate Kyle.
Oh yeah, what'd he do?
He graduated BJ school.
Oh
yeah.
He's a BJer.
He deals BJs. Yeah, so he deals BJs and
wow.
He does work for cash, but he mostly works just for the tip.
And weekend nights.
Yeah, he gets shitty schedules.
Is he in Vegas?
No. He's in Southern Indiana. So when he's working just for the tip, it ain't much.
No, he's not much.
So Kyle's
all about the BJ.
Congratulations, King BJ.
King BJ.
Yeah, I'm awfully proud of you, buddy.
Deal those out. That's hilarious.
Yeah, so he deals BJs. And
I'm not familiar with that.
Anyhow, so how was your week last week?
It was just work or whatnot, but, you know, there is this saga going on in our family. And I'm hoping,
as in, like, your wife and kids?
No. It'd be our beloved sister. God bless Stephanie.
Yeah.
Did you get the text? Have you been reading up on this?
I have, and, like, I don't get it.
So she's clearly
a psychopath.
That's what I was going to go with. Yeah. So here's what happened for our listeners. So we have a... We have a guy that his name's Jennings, is what I call him.
Our estranged father.
Our estranged father.
I need to put my feet up on a couch. Yeah. Are we having a counseling session?
No, not that. Not that.
Okay,
all
right.
Not that. And he has no one in his life because he, you know, pushed us all away because, well, he's a piece of shit.
He is, that's true.
So he had to have eye surgery. So sis came and got him and took care of that. She lives in St. Louis. Eye surgery is in Frankfort.
Yeah, he's
Kentucky.
Basically my neighbor, and yes. I haven't seen him. He was your neighbor for years and never saw him. But anyhow, carry on.
So then she takes him back home with her, and he's been staying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and he's no better of a human being than he was
No,
ever.
He's deplorable.
Yeah, and, like, he's, like, barking orders and stuff.
Oh,
and,
my
like,
gosh. So, who's the idiot here, though? Yes. So our sister also was a foster mom for a long time. And kudos, man. Like,
oh, yeah, that's great.
Kudos to anybody that's foster mom. Kudos to anybody that does that. We appreciate you. But, like,
she took in some... well, the one dude painted her walls.
With
not,
paint?
Not with paint. Nope.
Oh, with what? With
bodily fluids.
Ooh, shit?
Nope. Nope. From the other, from the front. Not piss. Not piss. he was doing some Silence of the Lambs shit on that wall.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
So now she's got our dad.
Yeah, I'm like, I hope he doesn't paint your walls. but apparently he's painting all around the toilet because for some reason he can't quite take a dump in the
toilet.
He
can't see.
Yeah, valid.
He can't see.
No, it's valid. So I mean, you know, we have a piece of shit father, but we also have...
Didn't Adam Sandler sing a song about that? A piece of shit car.
Yeah, the same thing.
Same thing.
But we have a stepdad who's awesome, so that, you know, it takes me down a rabbit hole. So, you know, I've got my list, because that's
yeah, you're
I
all about the list.
That's what I do. So
is it a list of hot older women?
No, we are.
You're all at Vero Beach, my friend.
That list would be a blank sheet of paper for me.
I had a long sheet.
You had, like, a whole notebook, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
I looked at pictures of them all, too, and Jody's like, why are you printing those off?
Look at a couple of them. I'm like, they've been dead for 42 years.
Delicious. Yummy. Can't say no.
They can't say yes. They can't say anything.
Oh, whatever.
That's hilarious. But so it got me thinking about, like, good and bad dads, right? And so at this point,
which one are you?
Uh-huh.
I'm terrible.
Yeah. I'm, don't ask my kids.
Yeah,
I'm great. I'm great.
Yeah, you are.
So I was looking up, like, TV dads and movie dads. So,
okay.
Like, best and worst. So who, if you're looking at watching TV or even a movie, who'd you say is the best dad?
Well, Homer Simpson.
You know, on the list, he made both lists.
Oh, yeah, I believe that wholeheartedly, dude. Yeah. Like, Homer Simpson's great.
Is it because he loves donuts? And
I don't.
Fat?
That's cool. Yeah, I let that take. I took all of, that didn't take long.
I haven't been able to call you fat for 3 weeks.
That didn't take long. That was all of, 6 minutes and 30 seconds, dickhead.
I've been going 5 for 3 weeks, but no.
Carry on.
Why Homer?
I don't know. I've just always been a big Simpsons fan.
Because he chokes his son and you want to choke your son.
Usually.
Well, like, he's on both because he's a good dad because he provides and he does what he has to do, and he's a bad dad because, well, he chokes his son.
Yeah.
Like, he's kind of lazy.
Yeah. Oh, Phil Dunphy would be up there for
number
me.
Number one.
But, dude, so, like, he's the reason I'm in real estate, and everybody loves Close Up Magic. So, and he's freaking hilarious.
His dad jokes are amazing. Like, I want to be Phil Dunphy. Like, that's my idol. Like,
yeah,
he's
I can
awesome.
See that.
He's awesome.
That.
The other number one in my list is another Phil. It's Uncle Phil.
Oh, Uncle Phil.
Uncle Phil's great. He's everybody's dad.
Yeah. What about Frank Gallagher off Shameless?
He made both lists too, believe it or not.
How the hell did he make the good
dad
list?
Like, he loves his kids.
No.
But
if you ever watch Shameless, the dude does everything in his system to beat the system. Like, everything in his power, rather, to beat the system.
He's a white guy. He's got, like, 5 kids, and one of them's a black kid. Black son. And, like, uses him
Carl.
The most.
No, it's not Carl. What's his name? Liam.
Liam.
Good gravy.
Dude, I think Frank Gallagher's
dude, this show is hilarious.
He's the greatest character in TV
Ooh,
history.
What about Walter White, who cooked meth to provide for his family?
He was also
clearly,
on the good dad
clearly
list
he
on
loves,
some of them.
Clearly he loves his family. He cooked meth.
It started out okay. He did it to provide.
To provide for, because he had lung cancer.
Yeah.
And then he became a meth king.
But, then he went through a horrible divorce.
Well, dude, what a great show, by the way.
That we've all haven't done. Like, I've tried to cook meth for my kids.
Well, you did blow up your last house.
Well.
Just a basement.
Half of it.
You are the one that OD'd on THC.
That didn't
How
happen.
Often does that ever happen?
I don't know.
Which, by the way, side note, this sidebar. Mom texts me and asks, was Josh really in the hospital? I said, yeah. Why? You want to ask him, Mom.
Dehydration.
For those of you that know old Juanita, she's uber conservative.
So she's married to Jesus.
Yeah, and needless to say, I didn't tell her. But anyway, back to your
Ted
list.
Ted Lasso's on the list of best dads.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know about the dad portion of it, but I just want to be Ted Lasso.
As much
too.
As I love that show, he moved across the country and just, like, deserted his kid.
Yeah, I know.
You don't get credit from me for that
one.
Our dad did the same thing.
Yeah, he did. And married a really young chick or dated a really young chick.
He never married anybody.
No, that's the thing.
Anyhow, carry on with your list.
So, there's some of the good ones. Clark Griswold. Come on.
But dude.
I mean, his rants are epic, but he did everything he could to make everything enjoyable for him.
Clark Griswold is a great dad.
He is a great dad.
He punched the moose in the nose? Is that what he did on
Wally World.
Yeah.
Yeah, he punched. He did. Ned Flanders makes the list.
Oh, hey, diddly do, good neighbor.
Yeah, there you go. And I put this one on here just so we could do his voice. It's Hank Hill.
Damn it, Bobby.
What the hell? Give me some propane, boy.
Damn it, Bobby. Yeah. Fucking off in the tool shed.
No, that's Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, but it's the same voice. But
Mike Judge is the same other one.
It's the same voice. Carl Winslow.
Urkel's
neighbor.
He was in Die Hard.
He was. The Phil Dunphy was on there, we mentioned, but so was Cam and Mitchell.
Yeah. Okay, so Modern Family is one of the greatest TV shows of
really
all time.
It really is.
Cam and Mitchell are hilarious.
They are hilarious.
So Mitchell's one of my, or I'm sorry, Cam is one of my all-time favorite TV characters.
He's hilarious.
Up there with Ron Swanson.
Oh yeah, Ron Swanson made the list too
for best dad.
Yeah, on some of them. So
but he dated Lucy Lawless's character. I don't know. Anyhow,
there's different lists, and so but yeah, so Gru made the list as best dad.
Gru, from
Despicable Me. Yeah.
Marlin. How old are we? We knew who that was.
Yeah, Marlin from Finding Nemo, the dad. But
he did go find his dad.
Papa Elf made the list. Oh, Peter Griffin.
Oh my gosh,
this is awesome.
It's stupid.
That was a good one. Johnny Rose from Schitt's Creek.
That's a great movie. A great show. Great Johnny Rose. We should have saved this list for Father's
Day.
That's
what I was thinking. But I'm thinking for Father's Day, we'll do dad jokes.
Oh my gosh, you classic dad jokes. That one might be pretty clean.
Yeah.
This is, so far we've been pretty good.
Yeah.
My buddy Kyle, who King BJ, aside from bragging about King BJ, wanted us to do best sexual positions, and I'm just like, you mean there's something other than
nighttime missionary in bed
after my wife falls asleep? is there really another position?
There's another position other than my right hand. What's left?
You try your left hand, dude. Get
ooh,
real
the
creative.
Stranger.
It's like it's a stranger.
That's when you sit on your hand, it goes numb, and whatever.
That's like gone in 60 seconds.
What?
Wait, that's in that movie, I believe, but then if you think about it,
yeah, no,
I could be gone in 60 seconds.
I really thought that was a double entendre.
No, that's good, though.
That's awesome.
That's good. Yeah.
So some of the bad dads.
All right.
This short list, like Al Bundy.
Yeah.
But, like, he gives his kids money all the time.
Yeah, well, dude, that show could not be made in 2024.
No, Al
dude.
Bundy is also a top 5 TV character of all time.
Dude, and he was, like, such a misogynist and makes fun of fat people. Dude, that show would never fly in 2024. You can't do anything in 2024.
No.
Except for make a podcast and talk about prolapsed assholes.
Well, you're allowed doing that.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
a
buddy of mine stopped listening because of that.
Your old preacher?
No. Nope, he listens.
Yeah.
You're listening, Bill, shout out to you.
Yeah.
Love you, buddy.
We won't talk about prolapsed assholes today.
That's Joe, not the one that goes to your church.
My father-in-law is a preacher.
For once, you're the inappropriate one for once.
I just said asshole.
That's true.
I don't think that's that bad.
So another bad dad, and this one is because it reminds me of me, is Red Foreman from that 70s show.
I never watched that show.
No, it's okay, but
yeah,
he calls his son dumbass all the time.
Oh, gosh.
Like, oh, crap. I do, too.
Oh, wait. I mean, I just spent 4 days with your son. I get it.
Oh, no, yeah.
Well, it makes me laugh. He's funny as all get out.
He eats more than anybody
alive. Oh, my gosh. He ate everything in my pantry.
Yeah,
he eats a lot. Josh's kid and my kid are both really tall. My kid gets it from my wife's side, Hayden.
My kid gets it from your wife's side.
The mailman.
I said this forever. If he's tall, if he starts growing a coal black beard, I got to have a long talk with my buddy Steven Robinson.
Buddy.
Steven's 6'5". So.
I don't know where your son gets it, but, man, his eating habits are like...
But then he poops.
Yeah, so that's
constantly.
Probably why. Clearly it's IBS.
He poops all the time.
Yeah, so maybe I'm the good dad.
Maybe.
Am I on that list, the good dad list?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
No, you're...
Nailed
you're,
it.
You're top three.
Nailed it.
You're top three.
So, anyhow.
George Bluth from Arrested Development is a bad dad.
He went to prison.
Yeah.
Although that show is hilarious for three
There's
seasons.
Money in the banana stand.
Yeah, there's always money in the banana stand.
Did they burn it down?
My buddy Neil always references that.
There's a couple people that are on both lists. Homer's one of them. Walter White.
Yeah.
Darth Vader.
I mean,
he made good and bad. Like, I don't know what makes him a good dad. No, because he gave his son Jedi powers.
But he also cut his son's hand off, did he not? I mean, I'm not a Star Wars nerd.
Joe.
Bozo, where you at?
Bozo
would know this.
Bozo's a Star Wars douche. Fan.
Fan.
Joe. Jedi powers. Like, come on.
I mean, I guess.
Come on.
Does it work on women?
Maybe. I don't know.
Back to sexual positions.
Should try that. Let's try that. So then I went down even more rabbit hole, and I was finding, like, somewhat famous people that are terrible dads.
Yeah?
And, like, it's like David Hasselhoff.
The Hoff.
It's like the German singer.
Dude, I saw a video of him eating a burger drunk off his...
That's what makes him a bad dad.
Oh, my gosh.
You know why?
Keep your phones in your pocket, people.
It's his 13-year-old daughter that recorded it.
Okay.
But, dude.
Keep your phone in your pocket,
drunk,
Shelby and Hayden.
Shirtless. Laying on a Wendy's floor.
Buddy.
Who hasn't laid on a Wendy's floor?
Junk and shirtless.
Listen.
I did that Tuesday.
Junior bacon cheeseburger is a junior bacon cheeseburger.
5 for $5?
Come on.
Like when you're
the
hammered and you get somebody to drive. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. The biggie bag. Yeah, for $5?
I'd probably lay on their
floor.
I'd lay on their floor bottomless.
Junior bacon. I have done that too. Their junior bacon cheeseburger is the balls.
Yeah,
man. The Hoff.
That's what makes a quote-unquote bad
Hey, the Hoff. I'm on your side, man.
You know, it is what it is.
Just a burger.
So, have you ever called one of your children a name?
Shelby and Hayden. I named them.
Like a mean name. Other well, than dumbass, I stuck to my son. But
I mean, probably, yeah.
So did you ever leave it on a voicemail?
I'm not answering that question.
Alec Baldwin did. Yeah, that's what makes him a bad dad.
I mean,
his 11-year-old daughter didn't answer in time, and it pissed him off. Listen, I get mad when my daughter doesn't answer, because, you know, she just called me, and I call her back, and she doesn't answer. Like, you just called me. But no, he called her a rude, thoughtless little pig, because she didn't answer
the phone. Pig? She just called just a pig?
Rude, thoughtless little pig.
Was he drunk?
It doesn't say. I didn't.
Makes me think of little pig, let me in.
Was it Green Jelly?
What?
Remember they sung that stupid song?
Was that the name of the band?
Yes.
Green Jelly?
Green Jelly, yeah.
I don't remember.
We need to get a band camp. Oh, crap.
Oh, shit.
I just admitted that we went to band camp. we did not stick a flute anywhere. Or did we?
We did go to band camp. How big of dorks were we?
Oh, bad.
So what's really funny is we tried to justify it at good old Southern
High
School.
Everybody was cool, was in band.
Your cat's up on there eating your food.
Yeah.
Everybody, all the cool people were in band in our school.
Our band teacher loved basketball players.
No offense to those of you that have kids in band. But
no offense.
My buddy Steve.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, my buddy Steve is my favorite story of Steve of all time. We're at a football game. And the band goes out there and starts performing. And I embellish this story to make it funnier. And Steve knows exactly what I'm talking about. And it's like Steve, this woman, and then Neil. And Steve's like, hey, lady, move back for a second. Lady, move back. Neil, band is stupid. And he really did say, he's like, man, I'm really glad our kids play sports. And this woman between them was like, well, they work really hard at this.
Oh, my gosh.
And Steve goes, yeah, I like it when they throw those things in the air and catch over.
Wrong,
dude.
It's that bad.
No, it's terrible.
I would know. My oldest was in marching band.
Yeah, we used to make fun of.
No,
you send me a picture from time to time.
Time to time.
It's like my favorite thing in
the
world.
That's hilarious. But every time they come on, I'd nudge my buddy beside me, and be like, you know, during the football game at halftime. It was actually one time Ethan made the comment. He's like, well, now you have a reason to come to football games.
Oh dear God,
it's a timeout.
Yeah, it's called football.
I'm like, dude. At halftime, I go to concessions.
It's called. Dude, you're on the bad dad list.
Yeah,
you
sure.
Just made the bad dad list. It's
I
like,
did.
I'm not even going to support my kid because he plays the trumpet.
Yeah. And then I would nudge my baby beside me every time they came out on the field. I'd be like, there it is. Cast a 40-year-old virgin too.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we just lost some audience.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
And then, like, when he joined the marching band, like, all my sports friends were like, well, at least he's doing something.
Oh, gosh. That was always my joke, dude.
Yeah.
I thought you said your father-in-law said that.
A lot of people said it. And I'm like, to which I would respond, I hope your kid joins.
No, my gosh, no. I'm so grateful. Shelby did band for, like, a minute. And we went to a concert. This is no joke. We go to a concert, and this is when they were just learning notes. And it was like, all right, now they're going to play C. Mom! Now they're going to play A. Mom!
But, no,
like,
no. There was the one or two that were an E. Everyone else was playing the right note.
We got the Mom!
We're
not even supposed to have drums.
Why are we
in this?
Talking about band?
Where I don't
this,
know, dude.
Where
how
did this come from?
Because you admitted that we went to band camp.
Oh,
we went
that's
to
right.
Band
because of
camp.
Green Jelly. That's right.
That's probably the douchiest thing we've
that's
ever
bad.
Done in our life.
That's bad.
Like band.
No,
camp.
No. Senior year, I was in the band and I didn't play basketball, and he made me do half.
Oh,
half
you
half
did do it. Yeah,
stupid feather on my hat.
A flume.
Yeah, well, it's a stupid feather.
A flume.
No, stupid feather.
Oh, I was in band, too. I played the trombone.
Oh, gosh.
That's
okay, that's...
The douchiest instrument one can play.
And I hear your buddy Kyle plays the tromboner now.
Hey! He's King BJ.
Hey. All right.
He's a good dad, too.
So, hey, it sounds like it.
Because he's King BJ.
He's King BJ.
Anyhow,
all right.
Enough about band.
No, back to bad dads. Bad dads.
So Josh this, Barnett.
It's on here. There's a long list of why.
Oh, did that? I did that?
No.
Oh, I did that? I don't remember that.
As Caleb showed me the scars from it. Oh, yeah, now I remember.
I put out cigarettes on his arm.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So, there's Joe Jackson.
Band.
Bad. Joe Jackson, the patriarch for the Jackson 5.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This dude's a turd.
He was a juicy
turd. He was a parent sadist, is what they called him. And he forced his children nonstop rehearsals.
You want them to be good.
I mean, yeah.
You want them to be great.
Well, dude, they glorified
the Williams' sister's dad, yeah, King Richard.
Right. Well, but look at them. Joe Jackson also beat them constantly with the belt and nonstop humiliation.
Did they deserve it?
But, you know.
How dare you not hit that note, Michael?
Right? Yeah.
Right. Hayden, when he walks the kid, every walk he has in baseball, hit him with the belt. I beat his ass.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
No, don't.
Caleb misses a free throw. No, it's all she wrote.
You're not. That's not acceptable.
All she wrote.
It's only 100% strikes or nothing.
All she wrote.
Sit your ass down, kid.
But and it was nonstop humiliation by pushing them against the wall or pushing them down to the floor to show that he was in charge.
That's not funny.
No.
That's not funny.
But you're a third authority. Like, I am in charge here, buddy.
But how's that make him a bad dad?
But the best part is you know, he made great children. You know. Michael Jackson, for instance.
A stand-up
Michael
citizen.
Michael Jackson, for instance.
That guy was a stand-up human being citizen.
He may not have been good to his own kids, but he was good to everyone else's.
He was very, very good.
He gave them treats.
What's wrong with
but
you?
But on top of him touching...
He was the king of pop.
Oh.
Brent is king BJ.
Oh, what was...
Royalty all around us.
What exactly was he popping?
Man, did you ever watch that Finding or Leaving Neverland?
No,
or whatever it was?
Repulsive.
It was absolutely repulsive. Like, yeah. Why the hell would...
So, I mean, Michael Jackson wasn't just a bad dad. He was a bad human being. But the one instance was where he was dangling his baby.
Oh, dude.
Five stories high.
And thought it was, like, a normal thing to do.
Who doesn't do that?
Me? I'm going to go, me?
You didn't?
I'm not saying.
Not even second story or first story.
Never did I.
You never dangle them over like
I don't think so.
A pool of sharks.
I don't think so. I may have pulled a David Hasselhoff, but I didn't pull a Michael Jackson. No, I'm not saying I don't eat a burger at 3 a.m. with my shirt off.
You pulled off.
But I didn't. I didn't dangle my kids over the freaking balcony.
Not more than once.
So do you remember that one time we talked about going to band camp? Sorry, I can't get over it.
Wait, who?
Sorry,
did you?
Yeah. Why?
I don't know.
Why?
I did like rub all over Leah Chandler's leg one night at movie night at band camp.
Well, I mean, by golly.
Then the next day she found out Mike Back was single, and that's all she wrote.
He's much better looking than you.
He is so much better looking.
I was thinking Andy Hewitt for some unknown reason when it comes to band camp, and him like, I just remember him marching.
Why?
Because he was like hopping, and I remember Mr. H making fun of him for it or something.
Wow, what a dick.
What a dick. What a dick.
No, not Andy.
No, Mr. H.
Andy's nice.
Yeah, Andy's a good dude. I don't know why I'm stuck in this band camp thing, Josh.
I don't either.
I am. Because I think it's funny that we went to freaking band camp, and I cannot wait to get ridiculed by my friends for this.
Oh,
as I hope
should.
You do. Oh, 100%.
Fortunately for me, my only friend Steven's a really nice guy, and we were just talking about it just last night.
But going to band camp?
Well, his son, because... We called it Marchand Bond.
Yes, with,
so
classy.
We churched it up.
You're classy, bro.
And his son was in concert band. He's like, I kind of liked it. I'm like, douche.
Oh, my God.
Douche.
Steven Robinson. Get a life.
He was three times my size and scary.
Concert band.
He liked it.
But dude does add up. I went from band camp to majoring in freaking theater. So
wow.
Like,
oh, yeah. That's right. You did go on a dick bender in college.
Dick bender. And I got dick trickle.
We just harkened back to that
And
one.
You were all about luscious pussy.
Oh, see, well, who isn't?
Oh,
he changed his name. I think he changed his last name to Seymour.
He did. My friend sent me
That's right.
He changed his last name.
Seymour,
yeah.
I think, didn't
luscious
he?
Seymour?
Luscious Seymour Butts is what it should be.
Oh, that's
hashtag.
Good. Wait, we should have gone from luscious pussy. Okay.
to luscious pooper?
To luscious cock, COA.
Oh, that's what he should have done. Yeah,
that would have been great.
That would have been great.
How do we... All right.
That's what
I think
do.
It's, but we need to have an episode where we just basically harken back to all of our episodes.
You
talk
rascal.
About them. Yeah.
You rascal.
But I don't know how we went from bad dads to band camp to luscious pussy.
We said we just jump around a lot. It's what we do.
Apparently. Yeah. We are the show about everything and nothing, right?
Oh, yes. Right.
Who else you got on your bad dads
list? So, Edward Furlong. Remember him?
Yeah.
He was in American History X.
Yeah.
So, listen, like, your kid can't sleep or something. Maybe a thimble of tequila.
You rub a little bourbon on their gums.
Yeah, but if they're teething or something like that. Well, during his divorce, the infant child was tested, and they tested positive for cocaine.
Dude.
What?
That doesn't even add up.
No! Maybe he didn't give it to her. Maybe just, like, had laid
around.
Yeah,
she found it. That sucks,
that
by the way.
That sucks.
But, like, I don't...
Can you imagine, like... Remember trying to get your baby to sleep or your kid to sleep and it just wasn't happening?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be like 2 days worth.
Dude, I'm not giving her cocaine.
No.
I might take it myself.
Well, yeah,
keep me awake,
yeah,
but I'm not
awake.
Giving my kid cocaine.
No.
Wow.
Maybe an edible, not Not one I ate.
Not the THCP.
No, THCP.
Shit.
Oh, get you. Oh, that'll get you. That'll get you.
You were warned. That's my favorite thing about that whole
story. I was like, all right, I'm a pro.
You were warned, and you're like, I got this, and you throw like the jar in your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
You took 17 pieces. Yeah. You ate, well, your teeth.
Yeah. I licked, I was like, I'm going to get all this THC.
So Dude, you're so stupid. Yeah, you're an idiot.
So, everyone's favorite former NBA player.
Latrell Sprewell.
No. Biggest piece of shit, great all-time player.
Karl Malone.
They nailed it.
Yeah, he banged a
13-year-old.
Was she 13?
13 when he was in college.
Yeah.
Which puts him 19,
he's
20,
a,
21.
He's a piece of shit.
He's
a classy guy.
He's had 7 biological children with 3 different women.
Nice.
And he was fighting against paying child support, okay? On a weekly basis.
Yeah.
Guess how much they were ordering him to pay.
Oh, well, weekly?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to think, he's a bajillionaire.
He made over $100 million in his career.
So I'm going to guess it's weekly.
Weekly.
I've got to guess it's about $120,000.
It was $125.
A week?
A week.
Wowzers.
Per child. And he was fighting that.
That's bullshit.
He was fighting that. Made over $100 million in his career.
Dude, I spent that on my dog yesterday.
Like, oh, come on. I bought that Mountain Dew in
and
a month.
I'm poor.
Yeah, you're poor.
I'm poor.
You are.
I'm upper white trash.
Yeah.
I have an above ground pool.
You have an above ground pool.
Yeah,
well,
what you got, white trash?
I've got a hot tub doesn't work. So that was conviction.
You did. You were so matter of fact on that.
I meant that.
You're white
upper
trash.
White trash.
Mm-hmm.
Middle upper?
No.
Upper middle?
No. You're straight white trash, bro. Embrace it.
I am.
I mean, I am too. I just slapped the upper on
yeah,
there
you got
to church it up. Because Jody gets mad.
No. But Laura will almost accept upper white trash.
Will you, Laura? She's in the other room. Laura, you good with being upper white trash? Yeah? You are?
She shook her head. Yes.
Yeah. Put your shirt on.
Why? She's wearing a bra.
I mean, take your shirt off.
She's wearing a bra.
Why?
It's leopard print.
What is wrong with us?
A lot.
Your poor wife.
So another thing about the piece of shit that is Karl Malone, when he was at his son's graduation party or graduation, he said, it's too late for a relationship now.
Oh my gosh. That's
lucky,
awesome.
Lucky kid.
Dude, our dad crashed our graduation
party. I know.
And
we said to him, it's too late for a relationship now.
It was 25 years ago. And he didn't. He tried to be our dad. And I'm like, get the hell out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Now he's, you know, back in the family. That's what got us
going
on this.
Jennings.
We need to go. So we made the joke. We need to go visit sis. Because the eye surgery apparently is blind in both eyes. And we're like, dude, we're going to sneak around him. Never let him know
we're there.
And just like be quiet.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
Dude, it'd be freaking hilarious.
Well, Bozo ordered bells and had them sent
to all that.
So he could ring bells.
That was good.
Scream her name.
That was good.
That's hilarious.
So basically, what I'm hearing here is of all the terrible dads in the world,
you're one of two.
Ours, we fall into that category. But ours still takes the cake.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Granted, he never said to us, it's too late to have a relationship now. We wish
he
would.
No, he didn't say anything.
Yeah, we wish he would. But this has been therapeutic to know.
So just when you think that you're a bad dad, well, you most likely are.
Well, yeah, but yeah.
You could be even badder.
Could be the baddest.
I'm working on it.
I know you are. Don't I know.
I'll get there one of these days.
Yeah, hey, it's good to have goals.
Gotta get somewhere in life.
Hey, it's good to have goals.
Gotta get somewhere in life.
Well, you never know. We're close enough to getting kids out of the house, except for you. Yours are gonna live here till they're
47.
40. My youngest will, so I'm okay with that. But you know, we're rapidly approaching. We have daughters that are graduating high school this year.
Yeah.
They've got plans for the future. I don't know what it is. They got plans for the future.
No, Emily has plans for dinner. That's about as far
out.
Well,
at least she's got dinner plans.
That's the future. That is
my daughter
future.
Doesn't really plan much either.
That is in the future.
Did you as 18-year-olds?
Joe, I don't as a 43-year-old.
That's right. Like, my plan is, bills due? My plan is to pay that. When? Do we get a shut-off notice?
I got an idea. The red
does it say how much we owe before you shut off, babe?
It's that old joke where, like, in the hood or, you know, in the white trash bills, where we live, you hold it up to the light, and you're like, oh, that's a bill. I ain't even going to open that one.
If we don't open it, it doesn't count.
It's like we never got it.
Don't open it, it
like
doesn't
we
count.
We never got
we'll
it.
We'll call LG&E and be like, I didn't see it.
Wait.
You mean it said disconnect notice?
I never got that. How many months?
We didn't
three?
Pay.
Three?
We didn't. So, again, the moral of the story here is that it's good to know that this world is chock full of
bad,
shitty
bad
fathers.
Dads, bad. And like, I'm like, who do I know that's a good dad? I'm just kidding. I know a lot of good dads.
I was hoping you'd say me.
No. Well, no, I wouldn't.
Oh, hell
say that.
No.
No, you suck.
Fully aware.
Yeah.
My kids are spoiled little a-holes. That,
yeah.
They're not bad kids.
Yeah.
I'm luckily, they have mom. Luckily, your kids have their mother. Yeah, thank so you can put them on the straight and narrow, because we're really bad at this.
I'm not.
Really bad at this.
I like to think I'm not, until everything. So you pointed out that I am.
You read this list, and you're like,
yeah, like these a-hole dads, I'm like, I've done this. I've done that.
Okay, cocaine to my kid is a bad thing?
No!
For crying out loud.
Come on, telling your kid it's too late for a relationship with him. I said that to Caleb when he was six.
Dude,
six. Too late now. You're on your own.
Six. That was very late.
On your own, buddy.
Oh, my gosh. You're so stupid. Well, anyhow, so let's wrap this thing up.
The moral story is.
The moral of the story is. There's shitty dads out there.
There's shitty dads.
And we can be one. And we're just
there's a chance every dad on earth is bad.
We're just the face in the crowd, pal.
That's all.
Without moms, you're doomed, kids. You're doomed. Our mom was basically mom and dad.
In some cases with mom.
That's right.
Kids, you're doomed.
That's right.
We can go into bad moms one of these days.
Yeah, it'll happen. They made movies about that, but it was more
But we
comical.
Can't because our mom's really good.
Our mom is pretty freaking awesome. And I know your wife is a great mom. My wife is a great mom.
I know.
So we're surrounded by great moms.
I know.
But anyhow, it's good to be back, Josh.
I'm so happy we got together.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks. We'll try not to do that again.
No.
Next week you can come down to my house and
studio.
Maybe we'll do the sexual positions that Kyle really wants us to do.
I don't know any.
I mean, it'd be a quick episode.
Yeah.
If anything, it'd be about 3 minutes long.
Hey, did I'm
Hey-o.
Well, I mean, I've seen a lot of videos that have
what?
Intercourse. Maybe I can learn from those.
What?
Yeah.
What?
It was in a movie I saw once.
Well, I remember, to tell too much information, this is one of my favorite stories ever. We were, Jody and I were sitting on the couch, and Hayden was down there too, and just throw my son under the bus here. You know, he was 12 years old or whatever, curious minds, right? And yeah. Jody's on YouTube looking up a video for something like, she was looking for the ghost video by Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
And in the search history, it said something like, hot teacher shows her boobs to class. And Jody's like, who was looking this up? And Hayden leans back, oh, my bad, mom, that was me.
And Joe sneaks behind Jody and high fives him.
Dude, yep. I'm like, no, I said, dude, erase your browser history.
Everybody knows
I didn't know how to, Dad. I'm like, bloop, bloop, bloop.
Now
I know how to.
No.
Jody showed him.
Yeah, that's funny.
So anyhow,
that's
enough hilarious. About porn and my 12-year-old son. Doesn't look at porn. It was a curious mind. And
bullshit. He's 15-year-old with a walking mobile porn device in his pocket.
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. That stuff is not on. Is that on these on here?
Yeah.
You can see that on your
phone? I'll show you when we get done here.
You can on your phone?
Yeah, I'll show you.
Huh.
Okay, I'll show you.
Anyhow, wrap it up.
Wrap this up.
As always, you know, we always end our podcast telling you just to follow us, man.
Go
on YouTube. YouTube.
We're not on YouTube yet.
Go on Spotify, Apple. Click the follow button. I met a lot of great people this past week, and a lot of them went on to follow
us. I've thrown it out to a lot of people, too.
So if you want to listen, even better. If you don't want to listen, just follow us.
It helps us out, yeah.
Get those downloads.
And as always, we've got that email. If you want some, you know, I'm the list guy. This is Josh. I'm the list guy. So if you have something you want us to go into detail about, shoot us an email.
And Papa Bear will get to your list, I promise.
Yep,
like,
yes.
You took the time to send it to us. We'll get
we
to
will,
your
Papa
list,
Bear,
I promise.
We will.
But send us that list to init2twinit@gmail.com. And then follow our Facebook page.
For the Father's Day episode, I want to do dad jokes. If you have a good dad joke, email that to us.
Yeah, we got Mother's Day coming up, too.
We're going to try to get our mom on
Get our mom on here, our very first guest. She can't listen to this.
It's going to be like an old Batman episode where you're going to hear, pop, wang, whap.
She's going to
beat the crap out of
she
us.
She will, and we'll edit out some stuff, I promise. But follow along, check us out. Thanks again.
And
it's good to be back.
Thanks for listening to us.
We'll be back in a couple weeks.
Love,
as always, this is Joe Barnett.
I'm Josh Barnett.
And this was In It to Twin It.